you. Hey, by the way, folks, we're the Supremes.
Mr. Philadelphia himself. Mr. Billy Paul.
Mr. Rupert Thomas.
Peace, love, black is beautiful.
Hi, this is Billy Preston presenting the Soul Top 10.
Ja, een Soul Top 10 Soul Kickers zal het vanavond niet worden. En overigens ook een bijzonder goede avond hier op deze donderdag Trosavond. Het is voor de eerste keer dat we het Soul-programma in stereo uit gaan zenden. En dat met name de techniek van Hagen Niehaus. Hagen, ook een goede avond. Ja, een beetje vreemde uitzending zal het wel worden voor degenen die een Soul Top 10 gewend zijn en kaartjes van luisteraars. Die kaartjes mogen jullie gerust blijven zenden. Dat zullen we gedurende deze uitzending wel eventjes nog bekendmaken, het postbusnummer en dergelijke. De Soul Top 10, ik weet op dit moment, terwijl de opname van dit programma gaat, nog niet precies wat daarmee gebeurt. Maar afijn, we hebben vanavond de aangekondigde special met American Gypsy, ongeveer een half uur lang. In aansluiting daarop wat vergelijkingen tussen soul-duo's, gemengde duo's, door de tijden heen. We beginnen ongeveer met Otis Redding en Carla Thomas. Verder opnames van Marvin Gaye en Kim Weston, Marvin en Diana Ross. En als laatste Valerie Simpson en Nicholas Ashford. En daar was een verzoek voor gekomen. Ja, en als er nog tijd over is, dan gaan we nog een erg lange track draaien. In stereo van de Creative Souls, maar we zien wel hoe de tijd daarmee uitkomt. Goed, en om te beginnen, American Gypsy was hier een maand geleden in de studio. We hebben een hele fijne special, dacht ik, gemaakt met de heren die in Nederland verblijven, een Amerikaanse groep. En wil je daar meer over weten, luister dan vanavond tussen nu en omstreeks 8:30 naar...
The OS Radio, Very Much Soul Show.
Tonight on the show, American Gypsy. It's a bit strange to talk with some Americans in Holland who are staying in Holland most of the time of their life at the moment, I understand.
Yeah.
How did it get that far, and what's the story of American Gypsy?
Well, the story. Well, we came to Europe in 71, and we went to Spain first. We decided that we wanted to play some music for some different people, and to get an idea of what was going on around the rest of the world. And so we spent a year in Spain and came up to Amsterdam after that. We decided to come here because we thought there were more opportunities musically. And we had a chance to hear what was going on in the States as well as what was going on here. And in Spain we were kind of cut off.
What did you do before in the States? You were musicians as well? Understand.
Yeah.
How did you get together, you know, because it's quite a big orchestra?
Well, we used to play in high school. We did some talent shows together, you know. But on Sunday afternoons, we used to go over to Dale's house and we'd play, you know, all day and everybody get together. And we never really thought of it as a professional work until about 1967. So we've been playing together for a long, long time. And we all grew up in the same neighborhood, you know.
Where was that?
In Pasadena.
Pasadena?
Yeah.
Don't much care for the hate man preach. For them I got no time, you know. The only thing life will hear to me is how to make it, brother. Make it fine, put your inside out. You know it makes you feel so good. Get your inside out. Do yourself some good, yeah, do yourself some good. Alright. Should stand tall. See, a lot of us are blind. If you intend to help my friend, yeah, you know you gotta do it, brother. then do it now. Get your inside out. You know it makes you feel so good. Get your inside out. Do yourself some good. Right a cheer for humanity, yeah. Well, you know I've done all I can to be a man and fight insanity. You better get your. Oh, get your. Get your.
We decided we were kind of influenced by a lot of the electric music that was going on, and we thought there was some space, you know, for a new kind of sound, and so we began to develop that sound around then, and it led to this.
Well, I understand in 71 you went to Spain, 72 you came up to Holland?
Yeah, let's see, 71, we stayed in Spain a year, so 71 to 72, and we came up to Holland.
Mm. What was your first contact with the record company which you're working for now, Philips Fonograph?
Oh, that was through, I think, was that Ruby? Through Ruby Van and then Hans. So,
Jack van Paul.
Yeah, Jack van Paul.
Jack van Paul, the organ player.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had a tape of ours, and he said he would help us out if he could, and eventually the tape got to Hans, and then Hans got in touch with the band.
Why is she playing magician, sitting loose on the floor, belly dancing beauty with a power drum saw? I had my share of nightmares, didn't think there could be more than in Walt Roderick Usher with the Lady Eleanor. Was rimming up a silken ghostly thread, gazed with troubled vision on an old four-post bed. When Eleanor had risen to kiss the neck below my head, and didn't they come along with her to the land of the dancing dead? But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. Be all right, but you're where I am.
gaze with loving beauty like a mother to a son. Like living, dying, seeing, being, all roll into one. All at once I heard some music playing in my bones. That same old song I heard for years, reminding me of home. Creeping on towards men, licking lips from towns of fire. A host of golden demons screaming lust and base desire. And when it seemed for certain that the screams could get no higher, I heard a voice among the rest screaming, "You're a lie, you're a lie, you're a damn lie." I said, "It's all, oh, it's all right, Lydia."
I heard some different stories about when you start talking about Hans van Hemert now. I heard some stories about there were some differences between Hans and the group, because Hans was looking at making a record as a commercial producer, yeah, and you were making your own music, and you know, right, it's always you have always troubles when some.
Well, not really. It's like just that. A matter of I think everybody being able to understand each other. In other words, we come from America, Hans is from Holland, and there are different, you know, the cultural thing is different, and I think it's like getting to know someone. When we met Hans, we were strangers, you know, and so over a period of time now, we've been able to, you know, grow as friends and be able to understand each other better, yeah, and there was a language problem, you know, in the studio. We'd say, we want to try this, but he didn't quite understand, or we didn't quite understand it. Now it's a little better. We're learning a little Dutch.
So long I've been thinking about what a drag life has been this time. Oh no. So many times I packed my bag, said goodbye to my friends and high. And it's been far too high. Took some time to know what I don't know, but twice as much time to raise the sky. And it's been
so funny, oh, funny, honey. Yesterday's a long time gone. Now that I'm stuck, yeah,
and I'm stuck on your love. Yeah, you love me around while I'm there.
Stuck on you.
know that it's true. I'm never, never, never gonna leave you blue. It's so nice, this is the end. I'm never, never, never gonna love again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Well, oh, so sad. Yeah. So sad, stuck on your love. Well, can you feel?
So funny, honey. Yesterday's a long time ago.
What's your base at the moment? Are you staying permanently in Holland, or are you traveling around in other European countries?
Well, we're based right now in Holland. We're based right now in the south of Holland, specifically in Maastricht.
And that's really what you call the south. Yeah.
Yeah.
More south. Can't understand them. Point more south. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, and we use that as a base to travel to Germany and Belgium and England, and that's how we've been doing it.
Well, that's the history of American Gypsy. Talking about the records now, your first one came out in, what was it, 73 or 4 already?
74, that was last
74.
Year.
74.
Yeah.
I was working at that time on a pirate radio station. We were playing it that much, 12 times a day as a, what we call it, traitorschijf. And that was the first big success for the group in Holland.
Right.
So I'd like to listen to the record one more time, just for me as a memory, and perhaps for you as well.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
A couple of brains, but I'm most rational ocean. Deep as a river I wade through, and the duties and devotion. So love's predestination, love's my sweet devotion. And I tell ya, I'm gonna tell ya, can't go wrong. Been searching for something, isn't it not? Be a part of the scene. And I tell you, I'm gonna tell you.
Don't you worry about me, angel eyes. TROS Radio, Bury My Soul Show.
American Gypsy. Vanavond in TROS Super Soul een exclusief interview met de vanuit Nederland opererende groep American Gypsy. De muziek die gedraaid wordt is afkomstig van de Philips LP Angel Eyes. Talking about the future, what's your have you got any wishes for the future?
Yeah.
Haven't you been thinking about going back to the States as one of the biggest groups in Europe and so on?
That would be the first part of the wish. That would be the first part of the wish. The second part of the wish is to take the music to the rest of the world, you know. There are some groups that are doing it now, and we feel that in time we'll be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. I've been getting letters from home, you know, saying, "Have we heard your record on the radio?" You know. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. Talking about your records in the States and so on, before you went to Holland, did you make any records down there?
No, we had previously made only demo tapes.
Yeah.
We had a chance to record before, but somehow it wasn't the right timing. And we had some personnel changes at the time. And so it wasn't, it just wasn't the right time to do it.
And your records now, are they released in the States or not?
Yes, they are. The LP, Angel Eyes, has been released, and a single has been taken off. It's been 10,000 miles.
Thank you.
Any favorite tracks on the album?
On the latest LP?
No, I mean on the, because it isn't released at the moment.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean in July.
I think my favorite is two favorites, Golden Ring and 10,000 Miles.
Yeah, I like 10,000 Miles, Golden Ring, and I also liked Inside Out. That was one of my favorites.
Stuck on You was all right, too.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot for coming to the Soul Show tonight, and I wish you a lot of success, and perhaps one time I have to travel to the States to meet you,
yeah.
And to ask you for an audience.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
I was born to sing, a vow that I buy you a gold.